Fart House.
Welcome to Fart House, where we watch the artsiest, fartsiest films so that you can pretend that you did. But today is much different because it is our annual guide to the Academy Awards. This is the official Fart House guide to the 94th Academy Awards. Patrick Mallon is joining me as co-host today. Patrick, how are you? Who are you wearing? It's a great day to be alive.
I'm wearing a pair of Levi's cutoff jeans right about now, actually. You can't
Daisy
see it.
Daisy Dukes.
I'm wearing Daisy Dukes. It's starting to warm up here in Austin, Texas, which I'm very pleased about. Spring in Austin is a beautiful time. We're talking high 70s, low 80s during the day, 50s in the evening, just a very comfortable. I'm excited because this weekend is South by Southwest is going on, and ooh, I cannot afford a badge, but there are all sorts of like ancillary events going on around the city, all sorts of like free things.
Sure, you could probably hop a fence here or there when a security guard is back.
Yes, I'm actually going to see your friends from elementary school at Night Moves on Friday.
Yes, my good friends from elementary school that I went up to after a concert one time, and I was like, do you remember me? And he was like, yeah, Casey O'Brien. How's it going, man? I was like, cool. All right. Bye.
They're playing the show. They're playing at a venue called the Armadillo Den, which...
That's great.
That's the most Austin name if I've ever heard one.
Are you going to go up to them and say, oh, I am friends with a guy John Pellant went to grade school with?
No? Absolutely okay. Not.
All right.
I'd be mortified because there's no... In fact, I'm also going to see this guy named Joshua Headley, who's this country artist. And I saw him in San Diego one time at this tiny venue called the Soda Bar. Mm. And I guess this is kind of embarrassing. But like after the show, I kind of like approached him to kind of like say hi, say good show or something like that. Because it was dead. It was like it wasn't like it was a packed show.
Yeah.
And he was very brusque and kind of rude.
Isn't that the worst?
And I have never like I usually have not that I'm always I don't like mob the artists. Like I approach politely.
Yeah.
And I don't always do that, but I thought it was a small show. I really like his music, and he was so rude, and it left such a sour taste in my mouth, and I get it. But also, I mean, if someone came up to me, you know, I'd
be excited. Gonna say, what if a fart head, a patron of the farts, comes up to you and is like, I love your podcast. I think we would have to be brusque and rude to them just to hold up, just to keep the cachet, you know?
I don't think I could ever do that.
Hi.
There's no way. Because
thanks.
I'd be worried
that
I was going to get on some sort of kill list if I was ever rude to someone.
I think if someone came up to us that we didn't know and was like, I love Fart House, I think we would actually pee our pants.
I was
going to
say
them.
Shit my pants, but pee maybe.
I'd be like, oh, thanks for listening. Yeah. Are you urinating? Oh, guess I am.
Yeah, that could happen. Anyways, how you doing, Case?
I'm doing just fine. Nothing really to report. Had Del Taco last night. It was delicious. gave me a little bit of a stomach ache today. But other than that, I'm feeling really good. My parents are coming into town next week. They haven't visited in years. So I'm just
That's
going to
be super fun.
Very excited. We have reservations at Musso and Frank's, the classic Hollywood steakhouse. I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool.
And I'm taking a few days off next week. And, you know I just started this job, but it's been a busy few months.
Yeah,
you know?
You've been
and
really so busy, yeah.
I've been really looking forward to these days off. So, yeah,
awesome.
I'm in a good mood. And I'm also in a good mood because I'm doing this show with my good friend Patrick. We're talking about the Oscars. It's just a phenomenal situation we have going on here.
Things are really firing at all cylinders in our lives
all
right now.
All cylinders. Now, Patrick, do we have any patrons that we must kiss upon their brow for helping support the show?
Definitely do have some sweetest, most beautiful, lovely patrons of the Fox.
Elegant.
First up, we have Rio. Just Rio.
Wow.
They
like
go by
Cher?
Just Rio. I think it could be a Cher situation. We're unsure at this point.
Her name is Rio and I'm dancing in the sand. I'm sorry I sang that song, Rio. I'm sure you hate that I just did that.
So that actually kind of connects. You've seen Sing Street, right?
No, we've been over this. I haven't seen Sing
Street. Anyways, that song is the music video for Rio is featured in Sing Street, which stars a guy that was in Coda, the guy that plays the guitar with the singing girl in Coda. Remember that guy? A little partner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he British?
Yes, or Irish.
See, I
or
didn't
something.
Even know.
Yeah.
I didn't even guess that he was European in Coda. Wow.
And further, oh God, everything's coming together today. This is the universe,
the
bro.
The connections, the guess synergy, guess it's Rio, out of control.
Guess where Rio listens from, bro?
Don't tell me. Massachusetts?
London, UK.
Oh, London, UK. Okay, yes, very good. I was going on the Coda theme, but yes. London makes much more sense.
It's
very
all kind
cool.
of a mess. I mean, we're like doing like Massachusetts, Ireland, England.
Actually, none of this is actually that connected.
it's all pretty nebulous.
Yeah, but still exciting that, and we're so excited that Rio is supporting the show. Thank you, Rio.
Thank
all
you, Rio.
All the way from London.
All the
That's
way from
so
London.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
I wonder how they found our show.
Let me see if I ask them. Hold on. I typically don't ask because I already feel like I'm being invasive asking where they listen from. But I am always, I love when people volunteer how they heard about us.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Let me see if Rio mentioned it.
No.
They kept it vague.
Well, that's okay. I love that.
They said, I love the podcast. And my favorites are Chunky Express and Magnolia. I can't pick one.
Holy
so we're going to have
hell.
To rate a pair.
Rio would be my friend because I adore, Chunky Express is maybe in my top 10 favorite movies of all time.
Really? I love Chunky Express. I think it's an incredible movie.
And Magnolia... It's the reason I'm sitting in Los Angeles, California. Mm-hmm, it made me want to go to film school.
Yep.
So this Rio and I are connecting on ways you actually could never understand, Patrick. And
also, so love that Rio included a frog emoji.
Great.
For real,
Magnolia?
Real ones will know what that means.
That's great. I love that. I fucking love that. Yeah. Magnolia, I'm going to give it an 8.4.
I say 7.9.
Okay, very good. And for Chunking Express, I'm going to say 7.2.
Really? I was going to say 7.7.
Okay. Well, we're not too far off.
We're not too far off. No.
Might need another recalibration of the first test.
And I could even see Chunking Express going on the other side of 8, but I think, I'm trying to think if we're too inside our own assholes or if we're...
Yeah, but I mean, it's an anthology film, but the stories are not that straight. It's just a beautiful
And the
film.
Soundtrack, it's such a good soundtrack too. I feel like that can like...
Yeah.
And it looks so good. And
ugh. We're getting off on a tangent.
Yeah, we're getting off on a tangent. But anyways, thank you, Rio, very
thank
much.
Thank you, Rio. Really appreciate it. Who's next, Patrick?
Next up, we have a new father, Casey.
A new father?
Yes, my friend Jeff Miguel.
Oh, my God.
From Sacramento. He just had his baby Teddy born just a few days ago.
Do you think he listens with Teddy?
I'm pretty
sure. Do you
sure...
think he put a speaker up to his wife's stomach as the baby was in utero just to,
Teddy's middle name is Farthouse.
Whoa, that's great.
I saw
what
the birth certificate.
What a beautiful name.
Yeah.
It's beyond it being our show, it is a beautiful name.
Yes. So congratulations to Jeff and Heather on the birth of Teddy in Sacramento, California.
Love that. What movie?
Their favorite artsy-fartsy movie is My Neighbor Totoro.
Oh, My Neighbor Totoro. Have you seen it?
No. I know.
Ooh, that is a sin.
I know.
That is an art house sin, my man.
I can
oh
see how much
God.
You're taking so much pleasure in my sins.
Ooh, I'm like that woman in Game of Thrones who's like, confess.
Yeah.
Confess.
Yes.
That's me above you.
You're a sadist.
Flagellating you. I love
so
My Neighbor Totoro.
You'll have to rate it.
You know what? I'm going to give it a 7.5 because
higher than Chunky
watch,
Express?
Yeah,
you give
I
it a
7.4.
Okay.
Because for a children's film, you think there's like no real plot to that movie. It's kind of just but it's great. Oh, I love My Neighbor Totoro. I'm going to do my impression of Totoro right now.
Okay, do it.
That's it.
I imagine that's good. Well, we'll have
it's
to
It's very
to,
accurate.
We'll have to
People
check
are
with
gonna,
Jeff to see if he thinks that's safe.
Very accurate. Impression.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, thank. Go ahead, Patrick.
Oh,
sorry.
I'll do the first thank you, and then you can follow up my thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Jeff, Heather, and Teddy.
Thank you, especially
for supporting
Teddy.
The pod, especially Teddy.
And if you want to become a patron of the farts, go to patreon.com/farthousepod. We are when this releases, the leprechaun episode just popped. That's coming out tomorrow, as of us recording right now. But this will come out next week, and. It's a rootin' tootin' good time.
Yeah.
So you can listen to that and all of our other Patreon recalibration episodes on the Patreon if you become a patron of the farts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Getting stellar
That's
feedback on all of them. Stellar.
Stellar feedback. And you can participate in the Letterboxd rundown each week, which has been cool. Though I think the person in charge of posting on the Patreon was maybe missed a week. But that's okay. That's okay. It's better if it's more fluid, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I have been, we've mentioned this before.
You've been good. I'm giving you a hard time.
No.
I'm needling you, and you don't deserve that.
No. I do deserve it. But what I was going to say was, we mentioned this last week, but I've been blown away with the participation. It's so much fun.
It's really fun. It's fun to see what people are watching. It says something about them.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone's smarter than us. That's the main takeaway that I'm getting. Everyone's more cultured.
But yeah, become a patron of the farts. It's great there. Patrick, cool news. We have another 5-star review.
We do? Oh, yes. God, you know how much I love these.
Yeah, I know. I almost don't want to put them up because you obviously get so aroused when I say we have a 5-star review. But this 5-star review is from someone we don't know personally. Hey guys, I found you via your episode on Fellini's 8.5, and I'm hopelessly addicted. Looking forward to listening to some past episodes on several films I love, and the reviewer is called Vanilla Sheet Cake, which sounds delicious.
Sounds delicious.
I love a vanilla sheet cake.
Have you had a Texas sheet cake? Leah just gave me one the other day.
I'm not familiar. What is that?
Well, she didn't give me a full sheet cake. It was from the grocery store, just a little slice of Texas sheet cake.
Now, why does what's different about Texas sheet cake?
I'm not sure. I forgot to follow up.
I feel like this might just be kind of claiming something. I think there's just
like Texas toast. Is there anything different about Texas toast?
It's thicker. That's it, though.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe Texas sheet cake is thicker. Maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem that thick, though.
Please do some research. Buy some more cake. Patrick, are you more of a pie guy or are you more of a cake dude?
Casey, I love this question.
Thank you.
I think pie. By a hair.
Now, this is going to shock you, so you want to be sitting down.
Okay.
I made a documentary about pie, and I love pie, but I'm a cake dude. I'm a cake Jake. I love cake. I love cake.
You do?
I love cake.
What's your favorite cake?
I mean, I that's so hard for me. I just love cake. I love a good coffee cake. I love a good, like, vanilla cake. I love a good yellow cake with chocolate frosting. Mm-hmm. I just love cake of all kinds.
We had the carrot cake discourse a few months ago.
I forgot about the carrot. And I love discourse. Yeah.
my new novella, Carrot Cake Discourse, is coming out this April.
Yeah, Carrot Cake Discourse. An erotic thriller.
Patrons will have exclusive access to a signed copy.
I love that. Patrick, I'm really pumped up to talk about the Oscars.
Me too.
This is a special episode every year, going on 2 years. But it's
enormously popular. Enormously.
You're making a joke, but it actually was very popular. One of our most popular downloads.
It was like a joke, but serious. It was one of those half things. I don't know.
It's one of those things where you're like, oh, I'll make it sound like a joke, but I'm actually sincere and serious. And if it's taken that way, I can kind of go whichever way it's taken. Yeah, exactly. I want to hear your Letterboxd. Actually, I don't want to hear any Oscar movies you watched this week. I know this is sort of a silly thing. Was there anything non-Oscar related you watched this week?
No, I appreciate you asking the question that way. Only one non-Oscar movie because spent a lot of time watching Oscar-nominated movies. And the only non-Oscar movie I watched was...
I'm surprised you got any in, but good on you.
Well, because it was for something really fun. So the Alamo Drafthouse here, every once in a while, will do like screenings.
We are in lock fucking step. Continue.
Alamo Drafthouse does really fun brunch screenings, and they did one for Almost Famous.
Oh, that's fun. That's
Sunday.
A good brunch movie.
Yeah, so Leah and I went to go see Almost Famous, had some breakfast tacos and a riff on a French 75 called an Italian 75. I can't remember what the distinction was, but
I love French 75s.
Yeah, and this was a very refreshing, great breakfast brunch cocktail.
How fun.
Yeah, and it was a pretty full theater, which was encouraging to see too. It wasn't like sold out, but like it was pretty full for 11 a.m. deep South Austin on a Sunday.
That's awesome.
So it was great. I love that movie
so
much.
Fantastic.
It was funny though, because have you seen the director's cut of Almost Famous?
I don't know.
So that's the one that I've seen the most. Like, I've seen Almost Famous. This was probably my fourth or fifth time seeing it. And it's weird because I've seen the director's cut so much that, like, it was missing scenes. And I was, like, waiting for certain scenes to happen. And then they didn't happen.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I thought the director's cut didn't really have fat on it, per se. But I think the final cut is better just because it's tighter. So
I remember liking the Donnie Darko director's cut better than the original. And
same.
I feel like if same. I saw the original, I would be like, this isn't how I remembered it.
So, I agree.
I only saw one non-Oscar movie this week as well. And it was The Batman with friend of the pod, Nat McGee, and his wife, Jessie. And it was a blast, Patrick.
Fun. Did you get the pretzel?
Very fun. So I got swept up in Batman hysteria.
Oh my God, what'd you get?
I had to get the got ham fried chicken sandwich.
Yes.
And while it was very tasty, I really enjoyed it. I didn't taste the ham enough. There was ham on there, but it felt more like an afterthought. I couldn't really taste it with the fried chicken on there.
That's how I would want it. I'm trying to remember.
Are you anti-ham?
Why didn't I get the got ham sandwich? Leah and I got a pizza for some reason instead of the fried chicken.
I don't know what to say.
I wanted the got ham sandwich. I don't know why I didn't get it.
If you're going to name a song, this sandwich was so beautiful, it was like a song. But if you're going to name a sandwich the got ham sandwich, I feel like it should be a ham and cheese sandwich. That's
it's
just
very
my
strange
opinion.
That it was a fret. Did you see Patron of the Farts, Grant Williamson,
no.
was responding to this on Twitter?
Oh, I didn't see that, no.
Because I think I had mentioned it.
I'm kind of a recluse when it comes to the social media of this show. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like kind of an outsider sometimes, and I feel like...
Well, you're not an outsider, you're just an elitist.
Oh, that's not true. Don't say that. I'm going to cut that from the episode.
But Patron of the Farts, Grant Williamson, was also kind of took umbrage with the naming of the sandwich, the fact that it was a fried chicken sandwich. And
it seemed like they wanted to make a fried chicken sandwich, and they're like, oh, but got ham... Just put a little piece of ham in there. Because I could not taste it at all. I didn't taste any ham.
Interesting. So, I did have the Dark Knight cocktail, though.
See, they were out of it.
How do you... what? How are you
they,
out
they
of
They said they didn't have it. They said they were out of it. I don't know.
Okay.
I was bummed. I wanted it, though. And then Nat and Jesse, I think, got the sinister popcorn or whatever fuck it was called.
Yeah, I think it was called sinister popcorn.
No, it wasn't.
Or was
it something
Riddler's?
Else.
Was it Riddler
it was
popcorn?
Something like... It was something like... The Curious Popcorn or something like that. I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, so I saw that. And it was great. I really liked the Batman. I thought it was fun. It was too long and they had too much going on. I think if they had simplified it. But man, when I was like, okay, they were like emo Batman, emo Robert Pattinson, and then Nirvana's Something in the Way. When that came on, I was like, oh, fuck, this is good.
I agree. 100%.
I was like, oh, this is perfect.
Yes.
I was like fist bumping. It was like the tones all worked so, and it was just like perfect.
It was kind of like watching a high wire act because it easily could have gone sideways an absolute shit show, and everything just came together perfectly. Like, it's not a perfect movie, but it's a great comic book movie.
Yeah, and I thought it did a really good... It felt like a comic book, too. Like a dark comic book. And and you know, the musical score of it also was kind of a riff on Something in the Way. Mm-hmm. It'd be like... Like, it was very... Yes. Oh, it's good. I liked... I thought it was good.
Actually, I don't want to say too much more because it'll be spoilers, but very good. I liked it a lot.
Fantastic.
Enjoyed it. I would... Maybe make it shorter, but whatever. It's good.
There was just a lot going on. You know who didn't like it? Nat and Jesse were very poo-poo on it.
They were?
Yeah. We had very different views on that film.
Interesting. What did they not like about it?
And I gave them a ride home, and it was completely silent in the car on the ride home.
Was it really?
No, not at all. Of course not. But we did. I feel like they didn't like it as much as Trisha and I did. But Patrick.
Yes.
Let's get into it. I'm too excited. I want to get into this Oscar.
Me too.
Stuff.
Me too.
Fart. All right. Well, this is it. Patrick, we are Fart House, and we're an artsy fartsy podcast, of course. But you think we're immune to the allure of the Academy Awards? Because we're not.
No. And we talked about this on our first Fart House Guide to the Oscars, so we may repeat ourselves to some OG listeners, but...
Sure.
We talked about how we were kind of we had a lot of reverence for the Oscars growing up as little film nerds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I still have reverence. It means a lot to me for someone to win an Academy Award. And I feel like even now when I watch it this year, if a certain person wins, I'm going to go, yes, even out loud.
I agree with that. I agree. Like, if there's someone I'm really rooting for that wins, I get really, really excited and it makes me feel good. But I don't... actually really revere or respect them per se.
It's a duality.
Yeah, it's a duality. Yes, thank you.
Because I agree with what you're saying, and so, like, but I still love it and I respect it. I both respect it and don't respect it. You know, it's a weird thing.
And I think for some of the, like, the quote unquote the non-marquee categories are voted on by people that are so extremely talented and attuned to what's going on in their fields that you really do kind of have to, like, sit up and pay attention for some of the non-marquee categories.
Well, I think that the Academy actually is doing a better job of having more inclusive voters. They've had a real diversity push. And so I'm hoping that, you know, it goes kind of up and down, like Parasite will win and then Green Book will win. Or, I don't remember exactly the order, but it's like, I think they're moving in the correct direction, you know? So I love the Oscars. To me, it's like the Super Bowl. It's a big, fun event and it's great. And and no one's hosting this year, right?
I think there's three. It's Amy Schumer, Hall, and Regina Hall, Amy Schumer, and Wanda Sykes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting they had Wanda Sykes do it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she hasn't been in the public eye for a little while.
No.
But that's cool. That's cool.
Do you remember her in Curb Your Enthusiasm when Larry...
She's a great character on Curb. She's like a great foil to Larry.
He like honks at her and he says, "I know that tush anywhere."
Yeah, and then he gets home and his wife is like, "Why were you commenting on Wanda's ass?" She's also really good in the Crazy Eyes rapper episode. Oh, you remember that one? So that's a classic episode. I love that episode. Yeah. Anyways.
I think Wanda Sykes is hilarious.
Yeah, I do too. I think she's very funny. Oh, you know what she's on? She's on The Other Two, which is a show I really like. She plays
a sitcom?
Yeah. She plays this like Justin Bieber type's manager. It's very funny. Or publicist, whatever. Anyways, the Academy Awards, you know, there's a lot of fart. There is artsy fartsy representation in there, and we need to celebrate it, and we need to give our listeners kind of the viewpoint of the artsy fartsy movie watcher, you know, see it through our lens. You know what I'm saying, Patrick?
Yes, I think that's exactly what we need to do.
Well, Patrick, I thought it would be fun to kind of go through the categories and say who we want to win and just kind of analyze them from a, you know, sort of a cursory glance. How does that sound to you?
Good. Like kind of, I think, like kind of who we want / who should.
Who we think is going to win.
And then who we think is going to win.
Yes. I think that's good.
Before we get into prognostication, I want to know your thoughts on this incredibly divisive move by the Academy to cut animated short, documentary short, live action short, film editing, makeup, original score, production design, and sound are all cut from the live broadcast.
Wow.
Give me your take.
It's hard. It's a difficult... I don't know what to feel about it. I guess my inclination is to listen to those people who are really upset by it, but at the same time, it is still a TV show, so I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I don't think I'm smart enough... Or not smart. I am very smart, but I don't know if I... I don't know what to say. What do you think about it, Patrick?
This might be a reductive, stupid take, but I...
Would be a first for this show, certainly, but go on.
I would be okay, in fact, would advocate for getting rid of all the short categories from the live broadcast, but I would want to retain editing, makeup, score, production design, and sound. I think
those
should
be on there. It's such a special moment, though. Like, that's like the easiest, and I don't mean easiest, but it seems like the most accessible to random outsiders, you know, the shorts program.
No, I disagree. What do you mean it's most accessible to random outsiders?
Like
non-film fans?
No, what I'm saying is like a person who wins best short is an Academy Award winner and gets to be on stage. Mm-hmm. And they might not be the most accomplished filmmaker, but that they've won an Academy Award. I just think that's kind of a special, neat thing.
That's why I think it should still be a part of the awards ceremony. But as far as the broadcast, I don't think they need to be broadcast. I think there's like...
Why not make it as long? I don't think... I make the Academy Awards 8 hours long. I don't care. That's
it is
my
weird.
Opinion.
I mean, I wonder how much...
This isn't baseball.
It can't cost...
It's once a year.
...that much to produce. Like, why are, like, they're so obsessed with ratings. Like, they're just, like, ratings, like, everyone freaks out about the ratings for the Academy
they're
Awards.
Always, it's, and every year, it's worst watched Academy Awards of all time.
Meanwhile, ratings for everything except the Super Bowl are down across the board. Everything.
Louis Vertel is a great follow if you want to follow anybody who is, like, an Oscars Academy Awards scholar. And his position is always, like, why are they trying to make this shorter? The people who are going to watch it don't care how long it is.
Exactly.
So just make it, it doesn't matter. Stop trying to make it shorter. Just try to make it better. So that's his point of view, and I guess that's my point of view. So
I agree with that. I mean, the casual fan will tune in or they won't, like, regardless of how long it is or regardless of how many, regardless of what the production's like. I mean, just try and make it good and don't worry about making it tight.
And if they really want to have ratings, then get a big host again. I know they're doing three this year, and they're all pretty big, but that is what gets random people in. Is like, oh, they're hosting? I like them. I'll watch.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So, but they haven't been focusing on that since the Kevin Hart controversy.
If you were producing, who would you hire as the host?
Oh, my God. What a great question. Who would I hire as a host?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would try to get like a... I think I would get a charismatic leading man who's funny to host, like Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd would be very good.
I think Paul Rudd would be really good.
Idris Elba could be very good.
He could be very good. I think...
Jason Segel, I think, would be good.
He's not big anymore, though. I don't feel like he's big enough. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to think... Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a toughie. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really tough.
But anyways.
Louis C.K.
Chris D'Elia.
Oh, God.
Anyways, Patrick, let's move on to some of the categories.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, so first one I'm going to start with here is best. This is what we're going to do. Best actor, best actress. Best supporting actor, best supporting actress. Best picture. And best original screenplay. Are there any other ones you want to do?
I'd like to do adapted.
Okay. What about best international feature film?
I've only seen two on there.
Okay. So let's start with best actor. Patrick, who do you want to win? Who do you think's going to win? And who would you be oh so angry if they won?
Oh, I love the last question. Okay. So the nominees for the category... Wait, are we not going to go through all the nominees?
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, I feel like it won't take that long.
Yeah, Javier Bardem being the Ricardos, Benedict Cumberbatch, The Power of the Dog, Andrew Garfield, Tick, Tick, Boom, Will Smith, King Richard, Denzel Washington, The Tragedy of Macbeth. Go, Patrick.
Okay, hot take. Weak crop of performances. They're all fine. There's nothing that's, like, abysmal.
I disagree. I think Benedict Cumberbatch is by far the best.
Oh, yes. That is who I want to win and who should win. Yes, I think he's by far the best.
But who will... Yeah, I hear what you're saying. There's not a ton of... it's a lot of repeat offenders. Who do you want to win? Okay, so you want Benedict to win?
I want Benedict. I think he should.
Ben, who do you want? Who do you think will win?
I think Will Smith for King Richard.
We're in lockstep right now.
Okay. And then who
will
enrage you?
Furious.
Okay, I'll go first, then you tell me. I will be furious if Andrew Garfield wins for Tick, Tick, Boom, Boom.
We're going to be different here. I would not be furious because I don't hate musicals as much as you. And I think any trace of Tick, Tick, Boom, you're going to expel out of your body like a projectile vomit. I would be mad if Javier Bardem won.
So I'm so sick of biopics. Javier Bardem.
I'm so sick of biopics. Also, I think it's a little offensive to cast a Spanish actor as a Cuban actor.
I agree.
Something a little weird there.
I think Being Ricardos might be the worst. I haven't seen it. Did you see Being Ricardos?
No, I didn't. That is the movie of the year I do not want to see.
It looks like the most awfully, egregiously cast movie in recent memory. Like,
Aaron
and
Sorkin
I'm not one
needs
that, like,
to be stopped.
We've talked about this before on the podcast. We're not obsessed with having, like, a biopic with someone that looks exactly like the character. That's not necessarily what concerns me. What concerns me is... Javier Bardem playing Desi Arnaz and Nicole fucking Kidman, the most humorless of people on the planet, playing Lucille Ball. It's like...
Aaron Sorkin needs to be stopped. He needs to be put into a cage and kept there for a year. And then
At least
a year, so he's not allowed to make movies. He'll be given a pen and a pad of paper. He can still write, but he's no longer allowed to direct. Someone needs to take the keys away. Molly's Game, the Trial of Chicago 7.
Oh, that sucked.
And Being the Ricardos are the movies he's directed, and Criminal. Ugh. I just don't get it. Horrible.
It's so shitty.
Okay. Fantastic. Great.
Okay.
Let's move on. I'm sorry. I'm zooming through. There's just, Patrick, too much to do.
No, that's okay. I think this is fantastic.
Best Actress. Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Olivia Colman, The Lost Daughter. Penelope Cruz, Parallel Mothers. Nicole Kidman, Being the Ricardos. Kristen Stewart, Spencer. Isn't it odd how many biopic actors get nominated? But I'm going to go first on this one. Is that okay? Can we trade off?
Yeah, we should trade off. Good idea.
This is who I want to win.
Okay.
Kristen Stewart.
Okay.
This is who I think will win. I kind of think Kristen Stewart's going to win.
I think so, too.
Who would I be furious if they won? Nicole Kidman. I would scream.
Me too.
Not because I don't even know if she did a bad job, but I'm just so sick of biopics and people winning for this kind of shit. Like Gary Oldman winning for Winston Churchill. You know, I'm sick of this game. I'm sick of this dance. That.
Yeah.
Ugh. What about you, Patrick?
I'm also in lockstep with you. How many of these have you seen?
None of them.
Yeah, I've only seen one. I've only seen Spencer. Like,
this
what?
Is the first.
Have you
year
heard
in a
of The Lost
time.
Daughter? I haven't even
yes,
heard.
Oh yeah, I've heard of The Lost Daughter. It's directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal. Trisha watched it. It's apparently pretty good. I'm interested.
I love Olivia Colman. She's
great. I do too. She's already won though, and
she won for Olivia The Favorite, Colman, right?
Yeah, Olivia Colman's one of my favorite actors.
She's so good. I love Olivia
and
Colman.
I thought she was really good in The Father too, which I think she was nominated for last
year. She was so good
year.
In The Father. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the. Jessica Chastain, I could also see winning because they like to give it to people who
they
do a lot
love
of makeup.
Jessica Chastain. She went from being one of my favorite actresses. Yeah, she won for... didn't she win for...
Zero Dark Thirty?
No, I think she won for American Hustle.
No, she's not in American Hustle. Amy Adams is in American Hustle.
Who's in... Wait, Jessica Chastain has won before, though.
I don't know. Let me... One sec.
Yeah, I could... Yeah, you're right. I could see her winning. She hasn't won before.
Yeah, this is her second nomination, I think. Wait, here we go.
No, it's her third.
Third, but she never won. Okay. I like her. I don't love her, though. I'm more of an Amy Adams guy.
I agree. I feel bad. Actually, did you see A Most Violent Year with Oscar Isaac?
I did. I didn't love that film. I liked it.
I really enjoyed it.
Jessica Chastain, I think she plays the same kind of characters a lot of the time. And I actually liked her in the movie Molly's Game that I just insulted a few minutes earlier.
I haven't seen Molly's Game.
She's a little more fun in it, but there's not as much range. I don't like actors who can't be in a comedy. That's my wild take. And
I
feel like
that
Jessica
take.
Chastain is not... has not really been in a comedy. That's why I didn't like Leonardo DiCaprio for a little while. I was like, show me funny. And boy, has he. And now he's like one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. I think he's funny in Django Unchained. Mm-hmm. I think he's funny in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention Don't Look Up, which we'll get to that. Don't say anything. Patrick,
okay, okay.
You made
sorry,
a noise.
Sorry.
You made a noise and you spoiled the whole episode. You spoiled it.
Hold on. Let's go back to Best Actor real quick.
What?
Who do you think in Best Actor is the funniest?
That's a great question. Ooh.
They're all pretty serious.
Sorry lot of... I'm going to rank them from funniest to least funniest.
Love that.
Least
and I'll tell you if I disagree.
By far, least funniest. And I think he's one of the America's greatest treasures. Denzel Washington.
Agree.
I don't find him funny
Have
at
you
all.
Ever seen him in a comedic
no,
role?
No. Never hosted SNL either. Interesting.
He's never hosted SNL?
Neither has Will Smith.
Will Smith hasn't hosted SNL
Will either? Smith has never hosted
they
SNL
have
either.
They have been asked, right?
Nope. Oh, I'm sure they were asked. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they were asked.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, this is hard. I'm going to say Denzel's least funniest.
Uh-huh.
Will Smith is funny. We forget, but he can be funny.
He's funny, yeah.
I think Benedict Cumberbatch can be funny.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I haven't seen Javier Bardem be funny, but for some reason, I think he's funnier than Andrew Garfield.
He's funny, and I'll tell you, he is actually funny. He's in, what is the movie that he's funny in? Also, this might be a weird take, but he's also kind of like weirdly funny in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah,
like,
he is. Yeah. So I would put Denzel and Andrew Garfield at the bottom, and I would put Benedict Cumberbatch and Will Smith at the top, and then Javier Bardem somewhere below those two. And the funniest of the best actresses is by far Olivia Colman.
Oh, yeah.
Because she actually is a comedic actor. There's not even actually a second place.
No.
Actually, second place might be Kristen Stewart, who I have always said is like way too serious, but she's been in some comedies. She's tried to do funny stuff, and I've appreciated that about her.
What is a comedy she's in?
The Christmas movie.
Oh, Happiest Season. Oh,
that movie was the one you
awful.
Hate.
Awful.
Oh, I love that movie.
You have to admit that movie sucked.
No, I will not admit. I liked it. I won't admit that. I won't admit something that I think is
Fart
false.
Fart has right in with your opinions on Happiest Season.
God, you just love to rain on my parade. I have thrown a parade and you instruct the clouds to rain
upon
it.
Dude, I'm a torrential downpour.
Yes, you are, and it bothers me. Patrick, okay. We must move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Best Supporting Actor. Kieran Hines, Belfast. Troy Kotsur, Coda. Jesse Plemons, The Power of the Dog. J.K. Simmons, Being the Ricardos. Again, with the fucking Being the Ricardos.
What the
Cody,
fuck?
I didn't even know he was in that. Cody Smit-McPhee, The Power of the Dog. This one's a little tough for me.
I agree. I'll go first this time since we went first.
Yeah, you
last
go
time.
First. Be brave for me, Patrick.
This is tough for me too. Okay. Who I think should win, maybe controversial. Who I want to win do you kind of conflate who you want and who should? I think I'm kind of conflating those two.
It's hard to remove human emotion from our choices.
Yeah. Jesse Plemons for Power of the Dog, I think should. Okay. And who I want. Who I think will win, I think it's going to be Troy Kotsur for Coda.
Okay.
And Enrage Me, J.K. Simmons for Being the Ricardos with Enrage Me.
We're in pretty lockstep there. I would like Jesse Plemons. I actually, you know what? I love Jesse Plemons. He's one of my favorite
Jesse
actors.
Plemons.
I think
Agree.
He's phenomenal. But I here's a worry, and I'm sorry, but the Oscars are a stupid political game a lot of the times.
They are.
I worry that if he wins for Power of the Dog,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to win for his great performance, leading man performance. He's really good in Power of the Dog, but I
kind of
feel
leading
like,
man performance? Oh, you mean in the future?
Like in the future, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So I kind of want Cody Smit-McPhee to win for The Power of the Dog. Is that insane to say?
No, I wouldn't be upset about it. I think his performance was excellent.
I thought he was incredible in that movie. He really blew me. And Jesse Plemons has some, like, he has, like, a scene that is maybe one of the most powerful scenes in the movie where they're dancing in the field and he starts to cry. So, and that's going to be, like, the Oscar scene they show.
Yeah.
And so he could win for that. I wouldn't be mad if Troy Kotsur won for Coda, though.
I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad if he won. I think the ones I'd be mad at, by far, J.K. Simmons. And I love Kieran Hines. I love Kieran Hines.
But for that movie?
For that movie and
is
that
he deserveth?
Role, no. It's a good performance. Like, he's a good actor.
He's a good actor, but he's not doing much.
No. I could name a million better Best Supporting Actors off the top of my head.
This leads me, let's move right into Best Supporting Actress.
Okay. Wait, who's the one that would enrage you the most? J.K. Simmons?
Oh, J.K. Simmons.
Okay.
There isn't even a second place.
Okay.
I wouldn't be mad by any, I would be like, oh, Kieran Hines. I would be a little annoyed with Kieran Hines, but I would actually be happy if Troy Kotsur, Jesse Plemons, or Cody Smit-McPhee won.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. Best Supporting Actress, Jessie Buckley, The Lost Daughter, Ariana DeBose, West Side Story, Judi Dench, Belfast, Kirsten Dunst, The Power of the Dog, Ingenue Ellis, King Richard. I'll go first this time. Who I want to win? I would say Kirsten Dunst, because I thought she was really good in The Power of the Dog. Actually, all the performances in Power of the Dog I thought were some of the best performances of the
year. I agree.
Like, everybody in that was just incredible.
Yeah, it's their towering head over shoulders over everyone else in all these categories.
I love Jessie Buckley, and I don't know if she's going to get another opportunity to win Academy Award. So I wouldn't be mad if she won. I kind of think they're going to give it to West Side Story.
Who would enrage you?
Judi Dench.
Okay.
Why does she need to win? And also, same thing with Kieran Hines. She's so inconsequential in that film. Also, did it not bother you that they were a married couple? Wasn't that odd?
Yes, it took me. I mean, even if you hadn't said anything to me, I'd be like, this is so strange. Unless Kenneth Branagh had said like that his grandparents had this massive 20-plus year,
but
like
it Kieran needs to Hines at least be acknowledged in the movie,
noticeably younger.
Yes,
like it's just.
It's odd.
Like, Judi Dench should be the great grandma. Like, they shouldn't be and Judi Dench looks great for her age. Like, she looks amazing. I want to look like that at 90, but.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't get it. Okay, so who I want/should Kirsten Dunst, Power of the Dog.
She's very good in it.
So I kind of agree with you. I do agree with you on Judi Dench. However, Ariana DeBose in West Side Story as Anita, like, it's like she's in it a fair amount, I guess. But that also, like, Anita is like a big role in West Side Story. But at the same time, like, there was nothing particularly impressive about, like, why is she nominated and not Maria? Like, Maria could replace anyone in the Best Actress
that
category.
That is surprising, isn't it? She's a star.
Yeah.
And
you could take out anyone out of Best Actress except for Kristen Stewart and plug in. And I'm,
it's
I
Kirsten,
feel bad
please,
that I forget.
Not Kristen. Oh,
it's
Kirsten.
No, it's Kristen. It's Kristen Stewart.
It's Kristen?
Yeah, it's Kristen. Look it up.
Oh, Kristen Stewart. I'm sorry. I was saying Kirsten Dunst. I'm a fool. I thought you were referring to Kirsten Dunst.
No. I moved over to Best Actress because I think Maria from...
Yeah, you could throw Maria in there. Easy.
Played by... Hold on,
say it soft. It sounds like praying. Patrick?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Rachel Zegler.
Mm-hmm. She's a star.
She's a star.
Oh, she's a star.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I wouldn't be mad if...
Come on, that's a fun one. This woman, Ariana DeBose, is never going to win anything.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be mad. But I mean, the only one, and none of these would actually make me that mad, to be honest.
Judi Dench wouldn't make you. I'm so sick of Judi Dench.
I just love Judi Dench.
They really hand Judi Dench Academy Awards like people handing out candy on Halloween.
So that's how I feel
it's
about
insane.
Meryl Streep. That's how I feel about Meryl Streep.
I agree. But yeah. Judi Dench, I feel like, does less than, like, Meryl Streep is giving it her all. I feel like Judi Dench kind of like walks across the screen and says something funny and curt, and then she gets an Academy Award. It's insane. And she's been doing it for 30 years. It's one of the greatest heists in Academy Award history. It's crazy.
I think she's only won once, though, hasn't she? Or she won twice?
I have no idea.
I think she won for Iris, which if I remember that, I'll be very impressed with myself. Yeah.
That would be crazy.
I know, she was nominated.
What has she won? What did she win
She's
for?
Only won once as Queen Elizabeth I in Shakespeare in Love.
And isn't she... And that was only for a Best Supporting Actress. Isn't that interesting? She's never gotten the leading role Academy Award. Very odd.
In fact, I don't think she's ever been nominated for Best Leading Actress.
That's not true. She has many times.
I'm looking here. What do you think she was nominated
for? Best Actress in a Leading Role, Mrs. Brown. Best Actress in a Leading Role, Iris. Best Actress in a Leading Role, Mrs. Henderson Presents. Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Those are all leading role? What are you looking at?
Best Actress in a Leading Role, Philomena.
What are you looking at? I'm not seeing any of this shit.
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
I'm on Wikipedia too.
Awards and honors.
Oh, I guess I didn't scroll all the way down.
And of course, honors is spelled H-O-N-O-U-R-S.
Oh, God. The fucking Brits.
Okay, maybe I feel a little bad about getting so mad about... But she's... And it's interesting because her first Academy Award nomination, she was... How old was she when she was not... She was 63 when she got nominated for her first Academy Award nomination. So maybe I shouldn't be so mad at her.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, actually.
You're eating crow.
I'm eating a ton of crow right now. Sorry, Judy. Should have been nominated for Cats, too. Okay, moving on. Best Original Screenplay. I like the Best Original Screenplay category because I feel like that's where there's a little weird ones get in once in a while. That's where Spike Jonze Her got in. That's where Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind got in.
Yep.
Let's go through them. Belfast, Don't Look Up, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, The Worst Person in the World.
Is it my turn to go first or did you go first?
I think it's mine.
I did you did actress. I did supporting actor, you did supporting actress. It's mine.
Oh, now it's your turn, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. What I think... So this category is interesting. I think it should be either The Worst Person in the World or Licorice Pizza. And I want one of those. And I
want
can't
one of
decide.
Those. You can't pick? You can't choose? They're like your children?
They're my children. I can't pick.
This is a
Sophie's
choice?
I like Licorice Pizza more as a movie, but I think I might give the edge to Worst Person in the World by like a fraction of a fraction of a fraction.
Okay.
And I could be persuaded otherwise. What would
make you mad? What would make you mad, Patrick? Tell
Enrage me.
I know what you're going to say, but I want to hear you say it.
Don't Look Up.
That would bother me, too, because Adam McKay really gets on my nerves.
He went from someone I really kind of respected and admired to the biggest fucking annoying turd in Hollywood.
Now, I'm going to... Should I bring up my Don't Look Up hot take right now?
Yeah, bring it up. Bring it up.
I like this movie.
Oh, you fucker. What?
I liked it. It worked for me. I got it. It spoke to me.
Oh, you got it. There's nothing to get.
I feel like people, it was like a big over-the-top comedy. It didn't bother me that
it was
on the nose.
I didn't think
it was
funny. I think that was his biggest crime. It wasn't funny.
Oh, I thought it was funny. I
didn't think it was funny. Tell me one funny scene.
I liked the general who charged them for the snacks.
Oh, that is exactly what I was going to say is funny. That is funny. But it got old with Jennifer Lawrence continually bringing it up.
Yeah, that's called a callback.
Yeah, but it
wasn't. Do you understand comedy? Have you ever taken a class at UCB? Because talk to me when you've graduated to, I don't even remember what those are fucking called. What a waste of money. I took three classes at UCB, three improv classes.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, I could say.
Well, okay, let's get into Don't Look Up.
Too hard.
We'll get into Don't Look Up more during the Best Picture. So,
okay, can I add a section to the Best Picture conversation?
Right now hottest. Or when we get there?
When we get there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
One other thing I want to do, hottest take.
Okay, cool. Love that.
So for me, Licorice Pizza. Okay, so I feel like you have to look at the screenplay, mm-hmm. like the architecture of the movie in a mm-hmm. way. And I don't feel like the architecture of the screenplay of Licorice Pizza is actually that interesting. Okay. I think the movie is very interesting. And it's well directed and it's great, but I don't think the architecture of the film is that interesting.
That's fair. I think that's fair.
But the worst person in the world is. Mm-hmm. And I love the structure of that movie and I hope it wins. I would also be annoyed if Don't Look Up won. And I think it is going to win.
No, you think Don't Look Up will win?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mention who I think will win. I think I would have said Licorice Pizza. But
this is also the category that they throw a bone to a movie if it's not going to win anything and it was up for a bunch of stuff. They'll throw a bone to them.
Yeah. That's
and since Licorice Pizza wasn't nominated for any acting categories, I think they're going to throw them original screen. They could throw them original screenplay.
There. Okay. So yes. But you said you think Don't Look Up will win.
I kind of do.
Okay. I think Licorice Pizza will win.
Because
I don't think P.T. Anderson hasn't won before, right? Or did he win Best Adapted Screenplay for There Will Be Blood? No, because the Coens won for No Country for Old Men.
I think that people like to vote for screenplays where they can feel the fingerprints of the writer on it. And I think Don't Look Up has Adam McKay's sticky fucking fingerprints all over it. So let's move on to Best Adapted Screenplay. Coda, Drive My Car, Dune, The Lost Daughter, The Power of the Dog. It's my turn to go first.
Yep.
It better be The Power of the Dog. I want it. I need it. It should win. What do I think is going to win? I think Power of the Dog is going to win. That's it.
And what will enrage you?
Dune?
Dune would enrage you?
I love Dune, but none of these would enrage me, actually. What about you?
Coda? So I agree with you. Power of the Dog should win. I want it to win. And I think it will win, even though Jane Campion had a major foot and mouth moment with her.
She apologized.
She did. It's just such a strange comment. And it was so frustrating because she dunked so beautifully, like hours before on Sam Elliott.
I know.
Just had like.
It made me not bring it up in this episode because I was going to bring it up. But now it's like, I'm like, Jane, why did you have to say that?
Yeah.
That didn't need to be said. She was really, I think she was feeling herself too much after the dunking of Sam Elliott and then was like, I should keep going. I should keep riffing. And then it was like, do not riff.
do not riff. To say thank you and go. I want it to. I think it probably will. Again, or similar to what you said, nothing here would really enrage me, but I would be peeved if Coda won Best Adapted Screenplay. And we'll get to that in the Best Picture discussion. But if Coda won Best Adapted Screenplay, I would
be
annoyed.
Peeved.
Yeah. I think that's the one closest to making me mad.
Well,
having not seen The Lost Daughter.
Should we get to Best Picture?
Do we want to do Best Director? We did Best Director last year.
Okay, let's do it this year. Okay. Kenneth Branagh, Belfast. Ryosuke Hamaguchi, Drive My Car. Paul Thomas Anderson, Licorice Pizza. Jane Campion, The Power of the Dog. Steven Spielberg, West Side Story. I honestly don't know. Oh, you go first. You go first.
Who I want? Jane Campion. Who should? I think Jane Campion. Who will? I think it'll be Spielberg.
See, we're in lockstep again. after being very
Oh, and let me tell you my enraged one. Kenneth Branagh for Belfast, if he wins for Belfast.
If he won, enraged. That would be insane.
That would be insane.
Now, I didn't hate Belfast, but it is a very light movie.
It's a trifle of a film.
It's a trifle of a film.
It's fine. It's a trifle.
I think people really love West Side Story,
mm-hmm.
and they should.
Yeah.
But Steven Spielberg, and like sometimes when Steven Spielberg enters the chat with like a classic, like great, well-directed movie,
mm-hmm.
everyone votes for him.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been around the conversation for a while. So I could totally see older voters just voting for West Side Story. I also think I kind of think Jane Campion's going to get it.
You do?
I also, you know what I could see? A split between Best Director and Best Picture, which I don't like when they do that for some reason. I could see like Thomas Anderson winning for Licorice Pizza and then Power of the Dog winning for Picture or Reverse.
I can't see PC Anderson winning Best Director, and I don't see Licorice Pizza winning Best Picture. I'd be shocked if either of those
happened.
You'd be
shocked. Oh, yeah. You'd be shocked.
Shocked. The only chance, it's kind of interesting they didn't Licorice Pizza has his original screenplay. It's the only thing
I'm surprised they didn't throw Guillermo del Toro a bone.
I was just thinking that.
Because, you know, as I've thought about Nightmare Alley, I kind of like it more. But we can get into that one.
Yeah, we'll get on that in the Best Picture section. Before we go to Best Picture, though.
Yes.
What was the last Spielberg movie you thought was really good / really liked? Kind of somewhere around there.
Well, I'm a bit of a Ready Player One apologist. I kind of liked it. I thought it was fun.
I didn't see it. It looks like absolute garbage.
Well, you haven't seen it, so you can't actually give an opinion.
I know. It's annoying.
I kind of liked that one.
Would you say it's a good movie, or did you kind of like it?
I don't know.
I can tell you movies that I think are good and movies that I kind of liked.
I thought Ready Player One was pretty good. I thought it was fun.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm pulling up his filmography.
I'm staring at it right now.
Man. Okay. What? Ready Player One, Bridge of Spies, Lincoln, War Horse, The Adventures of Tintin, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of Crystal Skull.
Oof. I think West Side Story is his best movie since Munich.
I think that's fair. I liked Munich a lot.
I liked Munich too.
A lot. And then going backwards, I liked Catch Me If You Can, Minority Report,
mm-hmm.
and then we're in Golden Age. But yeah.
I actually thought War of the Worlds was very boring.
I did too. I didn't like it.
Even as a 16-year-old, like I was like, this movie kind of sucks. Like, and this is not
like
a good movie.
Prime alien movie age. Mm-hmm. And you thought it sucked. And yeah, I thought it was boring too.
Yeah.
It's also like Tom Cruise is supposed to be like a blue-collar Boston guy. I don't know about that. Patrick, should we get to Best Picture?
All right, let's get to Best Picture. This is what their ticket bought. What's it called?
Yeah, ticket.
This is what they paid for.
Okay, very good. Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, West Side Story.
Your turn to go first.
Oh, shit. Okay. I think The Power of the Dog should win. That's the one I want to win. What I think will win? Gosh. I kind of think The Power of the Dog is going to win.
Okay. And what would enrage you?
I don't think I would be enraged if King Richard won, but I'd be confused. You know what I mean?
Fair, yeah.
Let me see. Not enraged, but confused. These are the movies that would be that.
Yeah.
Nightmare Alley. I'd be like, really? I would just be like, no one has been talking about this movie. And it won. Drive My Car, you know, there's a precedent with like The Outsider, but it doesn't have as much buzz as like outsider films like Moonlight or Parasite. Mm-hmm. You know,
I don't think it's a crowd pleaser. I mean, Moonlight is heavy, but it's engaging.
No, but it's cinematic and
it's
engaging.
Cinematic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would also be confused if, I guess those are the big confusion ones. Nightmare Alley, King Richard, and Drive My Car.
Okay.
Dune, I would be less confused, but also kind of confused. I liked Dune a lot, mm-hmm. but I would be confused again because they're not talking about it. It doesn't have the buzz.
So none of these would anger you if they won.
It wouldn't anger me.
Okay.
Don't Look Up, I would be angry. I actually think, I would say Belfast and Don't Look Up, I would be equally angry.
Okay.
Coda, I would be mildly annoyed.
I am very close with you.
West Side Story, I would also be mildly annoyed. But I would be like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like Green Book, you know?
Yes, or Crash. or The Artist, or
The Artist. I think Green Book overtook it, but The Artist was one of the worst Best Picture winners in my lifetime. That movie
I haven't seen it.
Talk about a trifle of a movie. I could not believe, I did not understand the hype on that at all. And it like swept.
Yeah, it was huge.
Anyways, go Patrick. I'm really excited to hear what you have to say.
Okay. So here's where I kind of diverge in what I want and what I should. And I can't really describe it other than it's a gut feeling. I think Power of the Dog should win.
Yes.
And I want Licorice Pizza to win, but I could also flip-flop those.
Sure.
What I think, I could be so wrong here, but I think Coda's going to win. And I could
That's interesting,
but I think it's going to win.
Tom Myers said the same thing.
He did.
And I don't see it. I think it's too light. And, like, it's not dealing with heavy enough issues, I feel like, to win. Like, that type of movie that wins is like a Green Book that's like, it's dealing with racism and shit like that. And this is more of a family dynamic thing, you know?
Yeah. I won't be surprised if it doesn't win, and I won't be surprised if it wins.
What's the one that would make you mad?
So, in order, the one that would make me most mad by far is Don't Look Up.
Okay.
A relatively, or not, I just, that's undermining what I just said. By far, Don't Look Up. A relatively distant second would be Coda, and then third would be Belfast, and then fourth would be King Richard. Actually,
like,
no, King Richard more than Belfast, because it's a, like, I liked King Richard, but it's like, it's
a biopic. It's, yeah. Or it's just like, I just
it's get, like every other sports. It, there was a more nuanced portrayal of Venus and Serena's father, which I'm Richard Williams. It was a more nuanced portrayal of the, you know, sports-obsessed father than other movies, which I appreciated, but it's just still, it's like everything else.
Yeah, these type of movies get nominations like no other. Mm-hmm. I just feel like they it's like automatic nomination.
It's like you just throw enough money at it and enough competent people, and it's an automatic nomination.
Like, I feel like all those rock movies like We Will Rock You and the
Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocketman.
Yeah. I thought it was We Will Rock You. I don't remember what the
You had a boomer moment there.
I did. I had a big time boomer moment. Those movies get nominated, like real life things get nominated immediately,
mm-hmm.
especially recent real life things.
Yeah.
I feel like. Okay, my turn. Did I already say mine? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
So do Another you want to say, are there moment. Anything else? Oh, we were talking about our hot, you wanted to do our hottest
takes. Oh yeah, what's your hot take? Well, I want to know, what did you think about Coda? I have to know.
Okay.
Because I said on a previous podcast that you said you would not like it.
I think you were kind of wrong a little bit.
I love to be wrong.
I think Coda was, it got me emotionally.
Did you cry?
I almost cried, but I didn't shed a tear. I almost got there. I think Coda.
This movie had the highest, like, I had so many like, oh, come on, moments, and also legitimate like, music is the song of the soul, and like.
Okay, I think that's right, because there were like, I think there were so many moments you put it in any other movie, and it's the most like you just said, oh, come on moment, like you're most like, like that sort of like, this is the most, like it's riddled with cliches.
Yes.
And it's overall pretty unimaginative and plain and pretty rote. However, it works.
Speaking of women not getting nominated for Best Actress, I thought that lead was really good. I thought
she was great.
Really good.
The more I look at the Best Actress category, the more pissed off I get. Even though I guess it's not really fair because all I saw was Spencer. But
I thought that she was so good. And she really
was great.
Carries that movie. And like you said, moments that are like cheesy work because the actors are really good in
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And because I don't think what made the movie so affecting for me was the movie did a great job of showing how much her family loved her, but how much they were suffocating her and how much they relied on her and how it was a impossible burden for her to bear. And I had, there's nothing that I can think of in recent memory that kind of, like, they're great, great parents, but at the same time, they're very selfish, understandably.
Yeah.
And so it was a little bit more complex than other things. But by the time the end comes around, it's just like a Disney Channel original movie.
It is. Which is fine. In some ways.
It was sweet and I liked it.
But there were moments where I was just like, oh, fuck. Like, I was really crying. Yeah. It's like, really, there are some really touching, beautiful moments that they get. They do get them.
Yeah.
What did you think of... I've heard other... What other things am I interested in? What did you think of Nightmare Alley?
Yes, this is a good topic. I was watching Nightmare Alley, and the whole time, all I could think about, but part of what I was thinking about was, how did people not like this? I don't understand. How could someone not like this movie?
Sure.
I thought it was... It's not perfect. It's not a masterpiece. It's not, like, groundbreaking. But I was thoroughly engrossed the entire time. It looks incredible. All the performances are at least solid. I mean, I heard someone... I saw some review that characterized the actors as sleepwalking through their roles. And I don't fully disagree with that. But I think that's the style of this. I mean, film noir is like... It's a different style than other kinds of acting. So
I think Sorry.
Like why do you think people did not like what is the problem with Nightmare Alley?
I think it's too long. And I know I say that all the time, but with this type of tone, I just don't know if it can last for like 2.5 hours. Like I feel like it needs to be 1 hour 45. It just felt like And like by the time it's like two movies in one, and by the time we get to the second half,
it is like
half,
two movies in one. Yeah,
I was kind of exhausted. I was like, "Fuck, what now? Are we?" Like, I don't know.
I will admit that I am a sucker for film noirs and a sucker for anything that's like Depression era carny shit. Like,
looking
I love
back
that
on
shit.
It, I have re I it has grown in my estimation since I watched it. When I first watched it, I was kind of like bothered by it, but now I kind of like it.
Do you remember what bothered you about it?
Just the things I just laid out.
Oh, okay. I saw a review of it that gave it 2.5 stars on Letterboxd, and it really infuriated me. I was like, this is, with everything out there in the movies, this is what you're going to get upset about. Like, it's, I don't understand how you could even characterize this as a bad movie. This is a nice segue to Don't Look Up. I have no idea what people get out of a film like Don't Look Up.
Well,
and I didn't hate it.
I don't think you liked the tone.
I don't think that's totally fair because I loved Vice and I love The Big Short. And
see, those movies I didn't really like. I like this more than those movies.
That is insane.
Why can't I have my opinion?
This is the wedge. I
never call your opinions insane. I'm constantly called.
Yes, you
called,
do. You
I'm
call my opinions called, insane all the time.
That
you
is
are
not
always
true.
Calling me insane.
Name it one. One. one.
We need a wiki person. We need someone to transcribe every episode and catalog. We need this. Please, someone step up.
I liked the over-the-topness. You know who is championing my review on Letterboxd? Our friend Manuel. He gave it 4.5 stars.
Holy shit. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Look it up because we're agree. I didn't give it 4.5 stars, but I liked it.
Manuel gave it 4.5 stars. Oh,
you
I
know
cannot
who you're,
wait.
You know,
we're going for a run tomorrow morning. I cannot wait to land.
You're
going to
push him in the crick.
I'm going to...
You know who else? This is my mom's favorite movie of the year.
Oh, San. Leah's parents loved it too.
I don't want to be like one of those Twitter dunk artists who loves to dunk on things.
I agree. I didn't want to be that way. But like,
and yet here you stand before me.
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it like the Twitter dunk artists. the TDAs. I'm not a TDA.
And I appreciate that about it.
I just think it wasn't funny. I think it was obvious.
Yeah.
And I think it was unimaginative. Like, it was just like, I found myself thinking at the end of it, like, who is this for and why does this exist? Like, which is fine. That's like,
Patrick, what did you say your hot take for Best Pictures? Was that a hot take?
I think probably my hot take was that, I don't know if I explicitly said my hot take. I mean, my hot takes are kind of like, I think maybe, but I don't know if I have anything that spicy. Did you say your super spicy take?
My hot take was that I liked Don't Look Up. So
that's hot. I don't have anything that spicy. I think
saying Coda's going to win is a mild hot take.
Yeah, I think so.
I would be really shocked if Coda won.
I think if Don't Look Up wins, it would be the worst Well, Green Book. I didn't see Green Book, though. Did you see Green Book?
Either.
Yeah. So I guess I
but
can't.
But come on, that's not worse than Green Book.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I haven't seen Green Book, but it can't be worse than Green Book.
Yeah, there's been some real stinkers. Nothing.
I mean, to be honest, like after watching all of these movies, I didn't hate any of them.
Yeah.
Like not even Don't Look Up. Like Don't Look Up was entertaining and I was engaged the whole time. There were some scenes that made me laugh. It just felt like so obvious. Like it felt like a Gen X that thought they were better than everyone else who's been completely disconnected from the millennials and Zoomers because they're rich and aloof.
I've been reading Chuck Klosterman's book, The 90s, and it's been really enjoyable.
I'd like that.
No, but it's good. I like it. It's all about the Gen X and kind of making fun of Gen X and just their mindset during the 90s. It's kind of fun.
Cool.
Let's see. I have a question, a hypothetical to you.
Okay.
And then we got to get to our personal top.
Is that are we closing it out with our tops?
Yeah, I think so. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Was there anything else you wanted to cover before?
No, I think I just wanted to talk about our tops and then we can close around.
Oh, I was just going to ask, if Paul Thomas Anderson does not win for Best Picture or Best Director, will he win either in his career? Go.
Best Picture, Best Director?
Yeah. If he does not win on the Academy Awards this year, does he ever?
But what if he wins Best Original Screenplay? Like, are you asking those three or those two specifically?
No, I'm asking about Best Director and Best Picture.
I think if he doesn't win either of these, I don't think he'll win either.
It's done.
What do you think? No. That's an interesting question. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree.
You do?
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, how old? He's probably like early 50s.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
But I guess when Martin Scorsese won.
Martin Scorsese, they could throw him one. Although I really
think about that.
Departed.
Departed was what, 2004?
Yeah.
That was 18 years ago. So
that's
crazy.
Like 60s. Are they the same age?
Not quite, but almost. He must have been early 60s.
Paul Thomas Anderson is 51 years old.
Okay.
At the time that, and then The Departed was 2006, correct?
Oh, 2006. Okay.
In 2006, Martin Scorsese was 64. So he is 13 years older than Paul Thomas Anderson. But that's like not that much old. Like it's a lot older, but it's not like an insane amount older.
Right.
You know
also,
what I mean?
If you look at their output, it's like Martin Scorsese is much more prolific than P.T. Anderson.
Yes. So just an interesting little nugget to chew on.
Love that. I love when you ask those questions.
Dip it in some sauce, chew on that nugget. Patrick, okay.
Before you ask this next one, what's your favorite sauce for nuggets at Mickey D's?
Man.
Are you a honey mustard guy?
You're going to think I'm weird. I usually don't dip just McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dip their McNuggets in sauce.
I don't think that's weird because I like fries and ketchup, but I don't need ketchup for my fries.
Me neither.
I'm perfectly fine without ketchup for my fries.
But if I have a chicken tendy,
mm-hmm.
I'm usually dipping that in a ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there is a spicy mustard, I'll do that. Usually there's like a house sauce, like a chipotle aioli of some kind or something. I like to dip in those too.
Do you like harissa sauce?
Yeah, I do.
Me too.
I like harissa. Damn, I'm getting hungry. All right, Patrick.
Our tops.
Our top, we're going to do our top. Do we say 10?
Let's do 10, and then we can kind of have a little conversation. We don't have to, we don't have a lot of time, but let's go through our 10. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Yeah. Okay. So these are my emotional top 10. And I'm just
saying. Wait, how many different top 10s are you doing?
Just one top 10. But I'm just saying, these are the ones I really enjoyed and really affected me. Okay. So this is how I'm going to do it. My top 10, 6 through 10 is a mishmash. I don't really have a order for them.
Okay.
But my top 5 is in order.
Okay. I'm going to let you go and then I will save all my comments till the end.
Okay. My runners up mush pile. Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. Malignant. Lamb. Dune. And here's my controversial one. Matrix Resurrections. Now, top 5 in order. Number 5, Pig. Number 4, Censor. Number 3, Titan.
What was number three?
Titan.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? That's how you say it. Titan. Number 2, The Worst Person in the World. And number 1 is Power of the Dog. Now you're saying to yourself, where's Licorice Pizza? I love Licorice Pizza, but I didn't want to put it in my top 10.
Will you remind me of your number 5?
Pig.
Okay. I love your top 5.
Okay. Top 10 needs some work?
Yeah. We talked about this before. I freely acknowledge that they're just, my brain chemistry just might not be well suited for Barb and Stargard of Issa Damar.
Oh, I don't know if we've discussed this.
That's fine. I was very excited to watch it, and I could see why someone would think it's funny. It's just everything felt very obvious. Like, I knew the joke every time. I knew what they were going to say. Yeah. I knew it was going to happen.
It's more of a vibe than laugh out loud.
Yeah, I appreciated the vibe aspect of it. It was just like...
I think
I was disappointed. I think it had potential to be funnier, and it felt like they didn't put effort into making it funny. It felt lazy.
I hear that. Any others jumped to you?
I didn't see Matrix Resurrections, but that seems like an awful take.
People either loved it or hated it.
I
liked it a lot.
Zero interest. It's strange that was, when I was seeing the trailers for Matrix Resurrections, it looked like maybe the ugliest movie of the past 30 years. It looked awful in trailers.
It was not.
It wasn't ugly. It looked fake and gross and phony.
Okay. You're throwing around a lot of hurtful words, and I'm taking them personally.
Okay. The last question before I do mine.
Yes.
Why do you put Power of the Dog at number one?
I think it's really affected me. I can't stop thinking about it.
What in particular?
There's just so much going on about being a man and the fight for a mother's soul and what it means to be a man and masculinity. And I don't know. I just think it's a really interesting movie.
Did you think it was a ambiguous ending?
No.
Me neither. Have you seen this discourse about it being a...
Oh, and I usually love discourse. What's going on in there?
You haven't seen this? Some people think it's a confusing, ambiguous ending.
Did they fall asleep during the end of the movie?
Exactly.
It's very closed book.
It's very clear. It could not be more clear. But you go on Twitter and people are talking about,
go on Twitter.
It's like a clickbait sort of thing. Like, what really happened at the end of Power of the Dog? It's like,
no, fools.
It's pretty clear. okay,
Patrick, I need to know. I need to hear your top 10.
All right, hold on. Let me pull this sucker up.
He's pulling up his scroll. He's unfurling the scroll.
Okay. I have to say, I loved your inclusion of Malignant, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. Top 10. You ready?
Did you like that I put Censor in the top 5? Did that surprise you?
I haven't even seen that, so...
I know. You got to see it. I didn't know it was a 2021 movie, and so I was like, oh, that's going in there.
No. Okay. Here we go. Top 10. And I could see... So, 11th on the outside looking in is The Green Knight.
Licorice Pizza is my 11th, probably.
Okay. So The Green Knight is my 11th outside looking in. Not quite in the top 10.
Sure.
Number 10, Pig. Number 9, Benedetta.
Oh, I gotta see.
Number 7, Come On, Come On.
Okay.
Number 6, Drive My Car.
Mm.
Number 5, The French Dispatch.
Oh, you know, French Dispatch, that's number 12. I liked it. It's peering in. It's looking over the wall. Not allowed in, but it sees what's going on and it's nearby.
Number 4, Dune. I forget, was Dune in your top 10 or no?
Yeah, it was.
It was. Where was it?
Dune was sick. It was in my pile.
It was in your pile, in the mishmash?
6 through 10, yeah.
Okay. Dune is number 5. Number 4, The Worst Person in the World.
Number 4?
Mm-hmm. Number 3, The Power of the Dog.
Wow, okay.
Number 2, Licorice Pizza.
What is number 1?
How did
King
you say
Richard.
Titan.
Titan!
Titan.
Oh, Titan.
Titan.
Well, I think Titan had a very good showing at this year's 94th Fart House Guide to the 94th Oscars. Certainly didn't get nominated for anything at the
Academy
Awards.
We should declare what is the Fart House film of the year. What is Fart House Best Picture? It's probably Power of the Dog, huh?
That was
where
nominated.
Did you put Titan?
I put it number 3.
And I put Power of the Dog number 3.
See, I think Titan is our art house movie of the year.
Okay. We can put that on our socials. Titan is
we
the
can
fart
put
house.
It, Titan is the fart house movie of the year in terms of artsy fartsiness. It reaches heights I didn't know imaginable.
Would you the say our top see. Three between the three between the three of us, between you, me, and the little guy that lives over here? I think our top, I would say Titan, Power of the Dog, and Worst Person in the World are our top 3.
That's our top 3, dude. They're standing on the platforms. They're even platforms, but they're the winners of the
Excellent.
Year for us, I think.
I love that, and that's helpful for everyone in our orbit and outside
you know
of our
what's
orbit.
Cool, too? Two women directors in our top 3. That's pretty neat.
Ooh, that is cool.
And, yeah, those are... But Titan is our the things you'll see in that film will shock you. And Patrick, should we do an episode on Titan?
We should at some point for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we will. That's a promise to our listeners.
And we should consider doing Raw during October.
Well, I told you my idea.
I forget what was. What was your idea?
Cannibal October.
Oh, that's right. We're gonna do all cannibal movies for October. Yes.
So that's a promise to you right now. We're doing
kind of
all
wild.
Cannibal
there's that
movies.
Many artsy fartsy cannibal horror.
Oh, it's
movies.
Easy. I put a. I came up with a few just in place. Do we do Cannibal Holocaust?
Do we do it or did we do it?
Do I know we didn't do
I'd
it.
I'd say that's an alternate.
I'm scared. I haven't seen it.
I've seen it. It's an alternate. If I need to take a look at your list, we'll see what else.
Okay,
you
we
it.
Need to go through. We need to compile the list, go to the library, put together documents, figure out what the perfect cannibal movie October viewing list is.
Yes.
Wow, Patrick. What a day. What an awards ceremony.
Are you spent?
I'm spent.
Me too.
I'm sweating. I'm excited. I just feel great. I hope this helps people. I think this will help people. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Did we help anybody?
We're going to make money for people because we gave people a full picture of the Oscars. And
they can win their pool. Is that how you're saying they would win money?
Mm-hmm. Okay. When I say win money, it's like they know they're able to kind of look at things from all sorts of angles and they can make well-informed decisions.
Yes.
They can bet accordingly and win money. But don't blame us if you lose.
Don't blame us. And if you do win, you do have to share a portion of your purse.
15%.
They do,
yes.
15%, which is not that much, I don't think. And you can send that cash in an envelope. We'll give you a P.O. box. You can send that. yes. So, yes. Patrick, what an event. Now, Patrick, the final question. What are you doing for the Oscars?
I actually don't know yet. What are you doing?
You're
going to a thing, huh?
I'm not going to the thing. Watch them with our friend Tom Myers.
That's going to a thing. Or is he coming to your place?
I guess that is a thing. What's that?
Is he coming to your place?
No, we're going to his place.
Yeah, you're going to a thing.
We're going to a thing. Go to the thing, Jared.
That's a thing.
That's a thing. No, that's a thing. I'm excited. And I've seen the Oscars with Tom several times. He's kind of my Oscar pal.
Oh, that's fun. And, yeah, I want to plan my Oscars. So it's the 29th, right?
Is that correct?
Wait, no, it's so this is coming out on, it's the 27th.
March 27th. So,
and this is coming out on Tuesday the 22nd.
Yes.
The 27th. Yeah. I need to figure that out.
I love the Oscars. It's so much fun. And a lot of people complain about the length, but when it's over, I'm like, oh, I'm sad now.
Also, I mean, we kind of shit on Twitter like about 20 minutes ago, but Twitter during the Oscars is electric. It's really
fun.
Funny.
It's fun. I don't normally like Twitter, but it's fun.
It's fun
there during that time.
It feels like you're part of a group. You're part of a club. Yeah. You're part of a community.
Yeah. Well, Patrick, you need to get together your crew to watch the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
March.
Maybe Manuel will want to watch. I'll check with Manuel, see if he wants
to
watch.
Well, is he allowed to hang out with you after his thoughts on Don't Look Up?
I cannot wait to address that. I'm still
your
so
skeptical.
Your
relationship might be irrevocably damaged.
We agree on a lot of things. We agreed on, there was something you liked that Manuel and I agreed on. Oh, what movie was it?
But you were talking about me when I wasn't there? About something stupid I did?
No. We were talking about a movie that we didn't like that you liked, but we didn't mention you. Hold on. Now this is going to drive me crazy. Hold on. Oh, Short Bus. You like Short Bus. Manuel and I hate Short Bus.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, Short Bus is playing at Austin Film Society next week.
I love that. You should go, and you should go in the nude.
Just would show that be up naked allowed? To the screening.
I thought this was the thing. But Patrick, that is our guide to the 94th Academy Awards.
I couldn't be prouder.
I couldn't be prouder either. Like, literally. If I had a child and they saved someone's life, I would be less proud.
Agreed.
Than this moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick,
yeah.
That's us, baby. We're the Cinephile. Oh, should we say what movie we're doing next week?
Yes.
We're back to our regularly scheduled episodes.
Yep.
What are we doing next week, Patrick?
My Own Private Idaho, Gus Van Sant.
You're living in your own private Idaho. I'm going to be singing
starring
that a
Keanu
lot.
Reeves and the late, great River Phoenix.
That's correct. And I've not seen this movie since film school.
I have not seen it since I was probably 18 or 19. Flea's
from
in My Own Private Idaho? Does he have a prominent role?
I wouldn't say prominent, but actually, he's in it a few times.
I remember so little of this movie, it's almost as if I hadn't seen it.
Well,
this was a Criterion blind buy for me. I bought the DVD. Yeah. If we had started this podcast 13 years ago, it would have been, I own it, but I hadn't seen it. Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to do this all the time where I'm like, oh, I'm going to like this. This is supposed to be really good. And I bought the thing and I've decided I like it even before watching it.
Oh,
and
I think before I watched My Own Private Idaho, I was like, this is a top 10.
Yeah. Yes. We had made that decision prior to actually watching it.
Yeah, we've talked
about
that with other movies too. I can't remember off the top of my head, but there's definitely other ones where we're like, it was already in our favorites.
Yeah.
Prior to seeing
and then
it.
We didn't like it and we had to kind of like, it's like my favorite movie still.
Yeah, I want to go back to our episodes and see what the last one was that we
talked about. I mean, I feel like
there's at least
a lot.
Three.
8.5 was one.
8.5
in this
episode.
Well, that's your homework, fartheads. To watch that movie before next week.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, if you want to follow us on socials, we're Farthouse Pod on Twitter, Farthouse Pod on Instagram. Patrick's Twitter is at Patrick R. Mallon. He's on Instagram at PR Mallon, Letterboxd at PR Mallon. I'm Casey Lee O'Brien on all services. If you want to become a patron of the Farts, which supports the show, and you get our once a month Farthouse Recalibration episode, which is where we talk about a movie that is the opposite of artsy fartsy. And it's fun. We did Leprechaun this month, and that was a really fun episode. And so you can go to patreon.com/farthousepod. Leave us a 5-star review, too. It really helps the show. Mm-hmm. It helps people see the show, and it helps advertise for the show. So if you like the show, please give us a 5-star review. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
That's about the end of it, Patrick.
Yeah. I
got nothing left. I gave it all.
A blockbuster... prestige episode.
Once again, I left it all on the table.
Yeah. As we normally do.
The tank is empty.
We actually, folks don't know this, but we call out sick every day after we record.
And not because we want to. We are sick.
Yeah.
We're so exhausted.
We have doctor's notes every time.
IVs. Yes. Yeah, we have doctor's notes. We're spent. We should take better care of ourselves, but we can't.
We spend the following day in urgent care every time.
Yes. It's not ideal, but we do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We are the Cinephile Cuties, signing off.
Bye.
Fartouse. 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 Fartouse.